whatever situation you're in, a diagnosis from the doctor, a relationship that's on the skids or has fallen apart. Maybe your children are off track, involved in drugs. Maybe there's something going on in your life that you say is out of control. You have prayed, you have asked God for help, you're not seeing a change. Maybe what's really going on in your life is that you're under attack, that there is a demonic force at work in your life. And what you might not know about how powerful the devil really is might make the difference between you getting out of the situation you're in, getting on the track God has for you, or staying right where you are. And today's going to be an amazing show where we're going to open our eyes to understand just how real the devil is and just how much he is on attack to take you down. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind, in your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Today I'm with John Ramirez. He's here to tell us about his new book, Out of the Devil's Cauldron. Now I got to tell you, much of what I have read in this book and much of what I've heard from John is absolutely hard to believe. It's the kind of thing you see in movies. It's the kind of thing you read about in fantasy and lore. I will tell you that what I have described and what you'll hear about today is not fantasy. It's real. And you're understanding it or not could make the difference between where you are or where God wants you to be. John, I want to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure being here, humbled by this wonderful opportunity to come here on your amazing show. I know God's going to do amazing things. Amen.
I believe that He is. And I think that everyone watching right now is about to see the lid lifted in their life. They're about to be exposed to something that I described in the open that is happening in their world. Maybe it's in their finances. Maybe it's in their health. Maybe it's in their relationships. There is a war for our future. There is a battleground that we are stepping onto every single day. And while we are trying to get ahead in life, there is a real force, a real enemy called the devil.
Yes.
That is there to stop us, there to keep us from getting ahead. And you, John, today, as you sit in front of me, you're not the enemy.
No.
Today, you're a friend.
Today, I'm a friend.
But you were. Reading your biography, you are a third-ranked high
devil worshipper
in the demonic army.
Yes, I was.
Explain. Tell us a little bit so the viewer can get an understanding of your background, what you came out of.
I came from a line of warlocks and witches from my father's side of the family, and I was initiated at the age of 9 to be trained by witches and warlocks, going to demonic church from 7 in the evening to 5 in the morning.
Wow.
So when I go to Christian church now, it's 2 hours. I go like, that's it? 2 hours? So... So I was recruited into the realm of witchcraft, into spiritualism, to learn to be the third high-ranked devil worshipper for 25 years.
Because a lot of people watching hear this and don't really understand the magnitude of how real the spiritual realm is.
Absolutely. I mean, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. My job is to paralyze you in the spirit realm, because everything starts in the spirit realm. If I can paralyze you in the spirit realm, then whatever has to happen in the natural won't happen. So I will operate in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is more real than the realm that we are in now, because everything starts in the spirit realm. It's more real than the oxygen you breathe.
What's happening in the spirit realm?
There's a war taking place. I have to keep you away from the plan of God, no matter what, at any cost.
You keep saying you. So when you say that to me, I'm understanding you to mean that when you were in Satan's army, I'm going to just say it like it is.
No, absolutely.
You would actually take on the role of a soldier for the devil.
Yes.
To do what in the spirit realm?
In other words, to do witchcraft, to do tower card readings, to do spells, to paralyze their neighborhood so the Christ, the cross won't reach their neighborhood. So the people in their neighborhood would know that it was a spirit of poverty, a spirit of prostitution, drugs. I feed that spirit in the neighborhood to control that neighborhood so the cross of Jesus Christ will not come into that neighborhood. If you're a believer, to make you believe that the Christ you serve wasn't real, he was a fantasy. The cross is a fantasy. The cross is a figure of your imagination. I was very good at that. I had like a PhD doing that.
Wow.
And then after that, I discredit the cross, because I have to discredit the cross, because if I can discredit the cross, you have nowhere to run to.
Sure.
So you were vulnerable. You were in the middle of nowhere. So now I can come and attack. It's like a lion. He chased a hurdle. He goes after the weakest prey. And then he attacks and he focuses on that weakest prey, so he brings it down. So I have to separate you from the cross. So I'm able to separate you from the cross and make it a figure of imagination. I knew that there was gateways and portals that you were open because you were struggling. So I would hold on to that and then bring you down. Well, I would sit in the church. I would go to church as a demon man and sit in the church and break the unity of the church, or break the unity of the spirit going on, so people won't get saved.
Wow. What was your goal? What was the game? What was the end game?
Move up the ranks as a devil worshiper. Move up the ranks. Make my daddy proud. Fulfill my assignment.
Did you actually see things you couldn't explain take place?
I mean, I would sit with the devil like I'm sitting you with today. I would talk to the devil all night long. He would manifest in human form. He would come into my house. The presence would change. The atmosphere would change. The room would change. Your presence was there. I sold my soul to the devil. I got the marks in my body here. I got the marks here. I got the marks here. I got the pentagram carved into my flesh. So I would sit with the devil all night long and speak to the devil, because the devil wanted fellowship.
Now, John, you can appreciate that's hard to believe. I'm not questioning you. I'm saying that people watching right now are saying, wait a minute, I see that in the movies, but this doesn't happen in real life.
Right.
How do we respond to that? I mean, you really saw the devil.
Yeah, absolutely. Sat with a helm, sat with demons, principality. There's two worlds. There's a kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of heaven. There's people that seen angels. There's people that had encounter with Christ. So if you can see that, then there's a devil.
Sure.
There's an opposite.
Right. If you can't just believe part of the Bible.
Exactly.
You can't believe in miracles and not expect to see them. You can't believe
exactly.
in that Jesus raised from the dead.
Right.
And not believe in that kind of real supernatural world is what you're describing.
Right.
And you saw it.
I saw it.
You've
I lived it for 25 years. I mean, you can't. Jesus talked about more about demons, cast out more demons.
Wasn't that a third of his ministry?
Exactly.
Why do we not see more of that today?
Because the church is preaching people happy. They're not preaching people free.
Say that again.
The church is preaching people happy, but they're not preaching people free. People, Christians are coming in bondage and in shackles and strongholds and generational curses in the pastors. And no disrespect to anyone's ministry, because I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm on the side. I'm on the right side. But I can't preach you free, but I'm preaching you happy.
Right.
You know, it's like a sugar rush. I'm giving you a sugar rush, but I'm not really, you're not being healed. You're not being delivered. You're not being set free.
Right. Well, there's a place for that. I mean, I would agree there's a place for that kind of ministry. But equally, there's a place for someone to be able to speak into a circumstance with real experience, who has experienced, lived, been deep in the demonic world, and can say to someone that is just trying to live happy, it's not a matter of state of mind. It's not a matter of just feeling happy. You've got some gateways in your life that you've got to shut.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do some spiritual surgery, if you will,
exactly,
to get them out of the ditch that they're in. That's what you're describing.
Right.
And that's your ministry.
And that's my ministry.
That's
my ministry is to come to set the captives free. People have forgot to know that there's a devil to fight. There's demons to cast out. There's a world of darkness that we're in a battle for souls.
Sure.
Who's going to win souls? Jesus is going to win more souls than the devil is.
It's really what it's all about.
Exactly.
You know, it is a battle for souls.
Souls. Spiritual warfare is needed. I mean, the Bible says it's clear. I mean, when I read the Bible, it comes so much to life. It said the kingdom of the light. I used to leave my body home and astral project to go to different neighborhoods and put curses in the neighborhood, because whatever you can curse on the spirit realm is able to come on the natural. And the only neighborhood that I was not able to curse was a Christian that were praying for the neighborhoods. They had
wow.
a circle of unity praying for the neighborhoods, and they used to chase me out to prayer.
Wow.
With one accord, one unity, praying in the spirit, casting out demons, healing the sick. People need to see the power of God against the power of darkness.
And I would submit that most people watching have never really experienced the power of God.
No.
They've never seen what you're describing.
I mean, I came from a kingdom of darkness. I had $100,000 witchcraft stuff in my house. I have human bones in my house. If I would tell you I was going to kill you in 30 days of witchcraft, I was going to kill you in 30 days of witchcraft. So today, Jesus had erased everything and took my mess and made it a testimony.
Wow.
And now I'm educating the body of Christ that there's a devil out there that we need to fight. I'm educating the church, the spiritual warfare. We need to stay free. You know, not only, yes, we're freed by the cross. We accepted Jesus. Accepting Jesus gets you into the game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It gets you into the game. Now you have to walk out your Christianity.
Mm-hmm. You don't get saved, in other words, and it's all happy from there.
Right, it's not all happy.
You get saved, and then the real battle starts.
This devil is just trying to stop your purpose and your destiny. This devil is trying to give you an abortion. An abortion by how? But you have a purpose and a destiny that's in you that God already put in you. He's trying to abort that baby. He's trying to abort that purpose and destiny so you won't reach the cross. You won't reach God's very best.
John, what will I find in this book? Out of the devil's cauldron. I obviously will find your story, which is a very revealing look at a very real world of darkness. Not what we read about, not what we see on TV, you know, in fantasy books, not what we see on TV, not what we watch in movies. A real account of a soldier who was on assignment by the devil to kill, to steal,
amen,
and to destroy a believer's future.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to find here.
Amen.
We don't think that there's actually something going on in our everyday life that in a neighborhood where there's high crime, prostitution, killing, that's not just the work of people that make bad choices. There's an actual spiritual influence, a demonic force at play in that city.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's on somebody's job.
Right.
Maybe it's in a home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the spirit realm is alive, and it's not just bad decisions that people make. It's not just choices that we make.
Right.
You're saying that sometimes what someone watching right now might be facing might in fact be a demonic attack on their life.
That's one thing bugs my mind.
Right.
Everybody's angry with God.
Well, everybody wants to blame God. When
everybody
things
wants
don't
to
go
blame
their way.
God for everything.
Sure.
But no one's blaming the devil these days. The church, everybody's blaming God. I didn't get my boyfriend. I didn't get a girlfriend. I didn't get married. I didn't get a car. I didn't get the promotion. Everybody's blaming God.
Right.
No one's blaming the devil.
Do you believe that people watching right now that are facing the challenges of life, and not just everyday challenges, but grips, their bank accounts empty, they are fighting every day with their spouse, they just went to the doctor and found out they had a diagnosis of some disease, maybe they have inflammation that won't go away, maybe they're angry all the time, they're frustrated all the time, they're depressed, they see no hope, all they see is negativity. Do you believe that the devil could be work right now in their life?
Oh, absolutely. You know, let's put it there. If it was something natural, you can fix it.
Hmm.
If it's something natural, it's easy to fix. You can put it together. It might take you some time, but you can get a remedy for it and get it fixed. Whether it's a cold, sickness, whatever, situation in your life, situation at work, situation in your marriage, you can sit down with your wife, talk it out, you can fix it. But if it's something that you can't fix, that is over your head, but you try every situation possible to fix it, and you can't fix it,
then there's something more at play.
There's more to it. It's called supernatural. The devil studies you. The devil is more real. The kingdom of darkness is more real than the oxygen we breathe. He studies you. He has an assignment. The Bible said the devil goes as a roaring lion to see who he can devour. In the book of Job, God asked him, where do you come from? He said, I roam the earth back and forth looking for an opportunity to see who I can bring down. So the opportunities, you can give your opportunity to God or you can give it to the devil.
Wow.
Choose who you give it today. You can give your life to God or you can give it to the devil. So whatever circumstance you give to, if it's the circumstance of darkness, it's like people, have you ever seen families, this guy's a baseball player, some become a baseball player, generational blessings, but this generation of curses too.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, my father was an alcoholic, now I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
So devil knows where to hold on to. He knows where is the weak link. He knows what is the open door in your life.
So if someone is struggling with addiction, if they can't seem to break free of it, you're saying that could be demonic influence.
Oh, absolutely. 99.9%. But if it wasn't, he could get free in the natural. If I'm struggling with something natural, and I'm struggling with something natural, I can get free because it's natural. I can overcome it.
What do you say to people where they ask the question, isn't it just a state of mind? Maybe I'm just chemically addicted. You know, maybe I can't break free just because it's just I'm addicted.
I pray for this young man, right? He was 26 years bound in schizophrenia. 26 years, chemical imbalance.
Hmm.
He's free today. manifested. I mean, from his medication, he had 9 medications of different kind. And today, praying with him and a wonderful brother in Vegas, Shannon, him and I pray for this brother consistently. We pray for him about 15 to 17 times. We did deliverance. This brother today is, the doctors are dumbfounded. They cannot understand how this man is sound in his mind today.
Other areas I explained, you know, the finances and marriage relationships and these other things. Could there actually be a stronghold in people's lives watching right now that they're not aware of?
Exactly, because sometimes people are not aware, sometimes out of anger, out of frustration, people speak things into the airwaves.
Explain that to me. You know, you talked about gateways in your book. You talked about in your book how you can open gateways and give the devil access into your life to wreak havoc in your life.
Right.
Explain that, if you would, for me and the people watching.
Say if I was married, right, and me and my wife had an argument, and I told her, I hate this, I hate that, I can't believe this, you know, I hate those kids, I hate you. Why you make this bad decision? You're no good for nothing. I can't wait to get divorced from you. Hmm. The devil, bang, jumps on that opportunity. He starts increasing that temper. He starts increasing that circumstance in your house. He starts to the point that you lose life in your house. You lose life in your kids. You lose life in your marriage. Now you start getting attracted to other things, mm-hmm. because you have opened the door, because what you speak is what you become.
And so our words really are powerful.
Powerful, very powerful.
And the devil understands this too.
To the T. My book, not even my book, I mean Jesus' book, the book that God has given me, has tell you, this is why. This is the reason why. If you follow this, you won't go into this. If you break this pattern, you break this cycle, you would totally be free. Learn how to close the door to the life that is oppressing you, demonizing you. Learn how to close that door once and for all in your life so you don't have to look back anymore.
John, what do you say to people who believe if they just get up in the morning and live a good life, go to church, be responsible, maybe they're not having issues with some of the dark stuff, mm-hmm. you know? They're not doing drugs. They're not engaged in pornography. They're not doing things that most of us would agree are gateways to the enemy. They're just living a good life. Are they susceptible to demonic attack? Are they susceptible to demonic influence?
You might say, well, maybe I'm not like the next guy. He's caught up in pornography. Or I'm not like the next guy. He's cheating on his wife. Or I'm not, you know, you might categorize your sin in categories.
Got it.
God sees sin as sin.
Got it.
One sin can keep you away from heaven. It kept Adam away from the garden, one situation. It kept Esau, one bowl of soup, cost him his birthrights. One situation can keep it. The devil can use one situation to hold you from God's very best. And you might think it's light.
He can use a situation as a gateway, you describe.
As a gateway, as a portal, to get a grip, to have an asset, to have a stronghold in your life.
And what does he do with that stronghold? What is his mission? The obvious, to keep us from heaven. But the devil, as you describe, is doing so much more than that. It's not just on a mission to capture our soul, to keep us from our heavenly home.
Amen.
He's on a mission to destroy our life here on planet Earth.
And that stronghold has to come down. Doubt, unbelief, fear, oppression, depression. There's Christians right now taking so much medication. There's Christians today cutting themselves. Mm. Why is that? I mean, to me, boggles my mind that we serve a mighty God. Not that we have to live a perfect life, because we're not going to live a perfect life, but even in my storms, I have peace. There's Christians that walk around, they don't have no peace.
Sure. And so your book will describe how to overcome that battlefield that's at war in the mind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To describe, you can't kill something you cannot identify. You can't stop something you cannot identify, you know, to prayer, to fasting, to surrender to God. If I'm struggling with something, if I can't identify it, then I know that I'm, you know, there's no way that I can bring it down. There's no way that I can close that door. There's no way that I can break the stronghold over that situation over my life. So my book identifies the patterns and cycles of the devil, because the devil got nothing new.
Gotcha. So your book identifies the issue.
Exactly.
Which at its core, as you describe, out of the devil's cauldron, is an enemy at work that we cannot see in the natural.
In the natural.
But is very much there in the supernatural realm.
Very much active.
He is on assignment to keep you broken down, beat down, broke, depressed, mm-hmm. living in fear, living in pain, diseased, and that's not God's plan for you.
Absolutely not. That's never God's plan for you. There is a kingdom of darkness, but there is a kingdom of light that is here for you today that can set you free. And once the sun sets you free indeed. Put your faith in the right place. Put your hope in the right place. Submit yourself to God. You know, give yourself to the Lord. Let God set you free. Because the bottom line is that there's an enemy out there to come steal, and destroy. So I want people to understand that the book is not about me. It's never about me. Mm. The book is about, you know, my Pastor Carter says to me, for the souls of men and the glory of God. That's what I'm here for. That's what God saved me for.
It's good.
To open up the eyes of the believer, to open up the eyes of the unbeliever. If I have to suffer for 25 years so you can get your freedom, so be it.
But what are you wanting people to get from this book? What are you wanting them to understand that they can apply to their life?
You know, one of the things I say is the book is never mine. The book belongs to God. I want people to know that there's a spiritual realm, that you don't have to be in the condition and the state that you're in. This book has impacted people's lives. This book has touched people's lives, transformed people by opening people's eyes. People gotten saved through this book. People have gotten delivered from witchcraft through this book. So it's supernatural. It's not me. It's not about a man. It's about the man, Jesus Christ, that can set you free, that can put you in a life like you said, a life of purpose. Even when you go into trials, you still got peace. Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Every fragmented piece is together. Only God can put the pieces together. So we are introducing someone saying, this is just a vehicle that God can use. They bring your life to a place of not only abundance, but a life of peace. Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. You don't need to be in a place of entrapment when you can be in a place of freedom.
Well, John, this is over 230 pages of a revealing look at your journey of how you lived and operated as a soldier in the devil's army.
Yes.
But also a roadmap of how we can, as believers, understand the power of the enemy, learn how to fight the enemy.
Yes.
Learn how to identify where he is in your life and get him out for good.
Amen. I know that book will change your life, and your life will never be the same.
I believe everybody watching needs to get it into their hands, because you're going to discover where the devil is in your life and how to get him out of your life. Are you ready for that? You may be facing all kinds of situations, all kinds of struggles, and you may have prayed, done everything you know to do, and still you're gripped. Still you've got what feels like chains of bondage in your life. Well, that might not be because you're doing anything necessarily wrong. We're human, right? You might not be involved in the extremes, but there could be a stronghold. There could be something in your life that has nothing to do with your will, but everything to do with a supernatural, demonic force that is having his way. And I think that it's worth exploring. I think that the questions that you pose in the book help us identify what gateways there might be. The questions that you pose in the book, the diagnosis, if you will, that you give in this book might help you figure out what is really wrong. And then it walks through the steps that you can take to reach breakthrough. We've got a very special offer today. My announcer is going to tell you right now, it's a special bundle, a package that you will only find here on this show.
Amen.
And you will only find for the price here on the show or on our website.
Thank
so I invite you. I'll be right back in a moment. We're going to pray with you here and send you on your way. God bless you. I'll be right back.
The devil is alive, and he's busier than ever. As the day of the Lord approaches, the lion on the prowl is seeking to devour your destiny and waging war for your soul. Satan and his legion are on high alert, wielding power over governments, the economy, to blind you from the truth of the gospel, to confuse your children, afflict your body, wreak havoc in finances, your relationships, and more. If you feel held back, opportunities slipping through your grasp, if depression, addiction, negativity, hopelessness, and conflict surrounds you, then know that Satan has you dead in his sights to destroy your life. In his new book, Out of the Devil's Cauldron, A Journey from Darkness to Light, John Ramirez reveals the exact steps to take to find the devil and expel him for good. This book is not an ordinary book. All of hell wants to keep this resource from you, an inside look into the realm and a secret strategy to take your children, your spouse, your finances, your health, and more, as revealed from the one-time third-ranked high priest in Satan's army. As you read through the pages of this book, discover an underworld at work against you. But watch this. The systematic steps to expel the devil from your life and how to build barriers against his attacks. Learn how to rebuild and restore what the enemy has stolen. How to recognize his schemes against you. Break the chains of the demonic force against your children. Take control of your destiny by the blood of Jesus that will purify your mind, bring peace to your life, and break the endless cycle of setbacks, pain, and destruction. This amazing book will bring you into the light, covering grace, love, and protection of the Lord for the rest of your days. But that's not all. As part of your order today, you'll receive the complete one-hour DVD where Damon walks with John through the pages of the book.
Well, you saw 30 minutes today. I spent an hour with John Ramirez where we lifted the lid on what the devil's trying to do in your life.
Hear the behind-the-scenes journey of how John escaped hell and through which the stronghold and grip of the enemy's power in your life will be shattered right now today. Call now to receive this powerful collection, the book Out of the Devil's Cauldron. And if you call right now, the full-length, uncut, behind-the-scenes DVD. This entire collection is yours today for your generous love gift of only $30. Don't delay. There are only a certain number in stock of this powerful collection, so call now. And remember, your gift towards one-on-one today helps bring breakthrough in your life and helps to allow Damon to continue to bring these powerful guests into your home and life for years to come.
John, let's pray for the people that are watching. Let's pray for the stronghold that's in their life.
Amen.
Let us be in agreement with you that the devil has no room anymore. John, lead us in the prayer.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together in agreement, Father God. Damon and I, Father God, we come in agreement. We're attacking the devil. We put him on notice, Father God, against the audience today, Father God, that are listening on TV and the sound of our voice. We cast out every demonic lie, every entrapment of the devil against their life, Father God. We break patterns and cycles, Father God. We break generational curse. We break sickness. We curse it at the root. We curse down every demonic lie, deception, my God. Every demonic open door, Father God, we close it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray. Oppression, depression, suicide, cutting themselves, Father God. We break those things right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus against the enemy. We rebuke the devil to devour, my God, out of the finances of the people, my God, of their homes, their marriages, my God, their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, let people be healed today. Let people be free in their minds, Father God. Let every tormenting spirit and scorning of the mind be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. John, thank you so much for being
thank
on the
so
show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.